Kedvach. We're up to Shin Pei Ches Siv Gimel. Last week we had a very Yisoidistic week, which we hope to revisit, but it was a Yisoid about being Moisa, somebody who is anyway Chayiv. Does that give you a Patur? Does that make it even Mutter? What I assume you might have other assume to contend with, a Shabbos Avedo Lakum or Lashon Hara, different cases. And Yit Hashem, we'll be going into it further later on, a little bit when we do Nitzvah Sachever, which is Siv Vav, and then later on when we get to the Ramon, Siv Yud Beis. But it was a very sadistic. This week we're going to focus, Miyat Hashem, on Siv Gimel, possibly Siv Dalid, and explain the Mechabes Siv Beis. The Mechabes said in Siv Beis, he gave three dinim, that if you're Moisim, Mamun, Chever, you're going to be Chayiv. That is, if you did it Me'atzmoy, but if someone forced you, if you're Ansu, if you were an Oynis, that you had to be Moisa, then you're going to have a patur to be Mare. Mare is only Medina de Garmi, and if you're forced to be Mare, if you're forced to show, you're going to have a patur because Garmi is not Chayiv Oynis. And then there was a third case in the Makaba where if you did it Nosav Nosav Biyad, you did it Biyadayim. He asked you to show him the goods, to show him where the money was, and you did it Biyadayim, so that even though you were an Oynis, you're going to be Chayiv. Oynis doesn't patter you from doing what seems to be a Mazik Biyadayim, which hopefully we'll get into later tonight. Okay, let's go to Siv Gimel. The Mechaber is now giving you a mashal on this middle step, on this second case, that Onis Laharis, Harei Zeh Poto. The Mechaber is giving you an example. What's the case, Siv Gimel? Ansoi HaMelech L'Moise Zeh. If the Melech forced this Moise, at Sheyar Lo Mamun Chaver, until he shows him Mamun Chaveru, Shubarech Melefanov, he knows that Reuven is trying to evade taxes, is trying to run away, the heraloi mipnei ha'oinis, he's potter. And if he's heraloi mipnei ha'oinis, he's going to be potter. Shem lo yaraloi yakeo yamiseo. If the melech goes over to the person and threatens him with his life, yakeo yamiseo, which is sakonis and fortress, it's a real oinis, and now he has an oinis that he has to show somebody else's money, he's going to be potter.
He's not mechuyiv to kill himself?
He's not mechuyiv to die, not to show him, correct.
He's not allowed to do it?
Oh, one second. Deval, very good kasha. Deval, what we see in the Mechaber is a yapata. If the melech forced, onto a melech, and he showed it, he's going to be pata. Good. We were medayik in the previous week, we were medayik that here it sounds like in the Mechaber the patur is only if you shayar loy mamun chaveroy. Specifically, the melech was after Reuven's money and said, do me a favor, show me where I can get to Reuven's money. And he forces you to show him Reuven's money, specifically Reuven's money, so then you're going to be potter, also noinis. But if you would force him, show me any money, and you go ahead and be kind enough to show him Reuven's money, then it sounds like you would not have this patur and you would be chayiv. That's from the list line of the Mechaber. Going back to Siv Beis, where the Mechaber gives a klal, it seems otherwise. The Mechaber says, "Bamedva mamun kesher amisa me'atzmoy avlansu akum o Yisrael anes laharis," just to show money, any money, show money. Vehera harei zepot. That's the seeming mashmois of the Mechaber over there. That as long as it was an oinus to show, so then the oinus is on your actions, and that will give you a patur of garmi, even though it wasn't specifically on that money. And we said it's maklik, it's really maklik, it's could moinim, possibly rishonim, in the shita zarif, that's how we paskin, and it ended up that we said, at the end of the day, after the dust settled, we had a yam shishlim, which we're going to see shortly, which seems to say that you are going to be chayiv, and the chazanish holds that if you're on tzul laharis, you're going to be pati. It doesn't have to be specifically this person's money. Now, if you look in the Taz in Siv Gimel over here, the Taz starts off, "Beramam kosav b'lashon zeh, ansei hamelech limsar zeh, ad sheyar lo oitzris yayin, oy shemen, oy ad sheyar lo mamun chaveri." He added another example, "sheyar lo oitzris yayin oy shemen," which the Mechaber left out. V'tiktik mashal, this is the Yom Shishloim in Bavakama, Paragyud, Simen Mem Zayin, "Medeloi zachar etzel yayin oy shemen shoplayni." Right, the Raman's lashon is "sheyar lo oitzris yayin oy shemen," without any extra tonight. "Oy ad sheyar lo mamun chaveri." There he says specifically, mamun chaveri. So why about oitzris yayin oy shemen did he leave out chaveri? She said also, "Ansu laharis yayin chaveri." Sounds like, no, it's just, I need wine, show me wine. I didn't specify whose wine it was.
From here, Zakti Yam Shishloimish Mamino, the Dafka Bansu Laharis Mamin,
when it's Laharis Mamin, a general Mamin, Vehera Mamin Shechaveri, who the Chayev, it has to be specifically Dafka Mamin Chaveri in order to get a Patur. Why Davle Laharis Mamin Shaloi? Because who asked you to show Yenna's money, should have shown your own money. If you didn't ask for Yenna's money, he only said, show me money, so show your own money, don't show someone else's money.
Vimkein, have a
the ratio of the Rambam, we specifically requested yain or shemen, and the Yam Shalom has a few extra words that the Taz left out. And he doesn't have yain v'shemen to show of his own. Then a few of heroes race of show play is also going to be part of. Vein sacrifice of mamet shloim makach shloim tzu mamet.
The Miyam Shishloim learns that we want to touch up the oinus. If it was an oinus tam, you should have showed your own.
So if it's money, you have your own money to show. You should show your own money. But Yain V'shemen, if you had your own Yain V'shemen, also you should have showed your own Yain V'shemen, and you're going to be chayiv. But if you don't have your own Yain V'shemen, you're not liquid. You don't have that item that the Melech is requesting. So who asked you to show Yenna's money? Well, I had to show Yenna's Yain. Who else Yain should I show if not for Yenna's? I don't have my own. So then we touch up the oinus that the Melech was asking for Yain was going on Yenna's money. So then I have a Ptur oinus. Means in order to achieve a Ptur oinus, you have to see the oinus focus on Yenna's money. Well, if you have your own, I don't see it on Yenna's, I see it on your own. But if you don't have your own, and he asks, even for Stam, I want Yain, and you don't have your own, so must be, I want Yenna's. So then I'll have the Ptur. But we see in the Yamcha Shleimo is that just Stam Lahare's Mumin is going to be Chayiv if you had your own. So only if you don't have your own, then you're going to be Pata. And the Chayiv by money should be the same thing. If a person, Mamish, doesn't have, let's say he doesn't have by money even, he doesn't have, he's not liquid. And the Melech says, show me money, and he doesn't have any money to show, and the Chanami will be pot if he shows someone else's money. Because we see the oinus on somebody else's. If the Melech said specifically, show me Yenna's money, it's of course you're pot. But the Yan Shomi says that even if it's Tami, you don't have your own, we see the oinus on to Yenna's money. This is Yamshe Shloim Mizdiik. Now, we had other Achreidim, like we said before, who argues with Yan Shomi, holds that Laharis Moment's Tam is also going to be Pata. And if that's right, and in fact, the Torah Chaim of Kadman, who said this, the Machash, who said this, who holds August the Yamcha Shleimo, Ishpazuzais from this case of the Rambam. When the Rambam says, Oriz is Yain V'shemen, he says, you see from the Rambam that even if it's not specifically Yenna's money, you still have a Ptur Oinus. But the Yam Shleim is Medaik, if that's the case, why by Momin it has to be Shal Chavera? It should be also Momin Stam. I mean, Yam Shleim is very geschmack in the Ramam, the chiluk between Yayin and money. But like I said, it's a major machloikas. In machloikas, we had the Yukim Neshach, perhaps in the Ramah, Lavushas Ramah, seemed to say that you'd be, in that case, Chayiv, like the Yam Shleim. La'achra is going to be a major machloikas. But that does state that a very nice Diyik, and just to. It's going two extremes. But why the Mechaben Sif Beis said Lahari Stam is Pata, where I can get you a case of Lahari Stam is Pata when you don't have your own, like the Yam Shishleima. In this case, we're talking about money. There, the Mechaben had said, Shiar Lo Mamun Chaveri specifically, because generally you normally have your own money. So you would not be Pata unless the Oinus was Bedavko, Ao Mamun Chaveri. All right, whatever. It's a joy. You had asked, what is this just Pata or is it Mutter as well? So if you look in the Sman, Sifkot and Yud Beis, he says, Yesh ledaktek mi loshen harambam, v'amachaba, mi dekosu loshen patur, Pata, v'lekosu demutter la roisai, kevin denenes alzeh, the Yeshloima de la Chachilo lo Yereo Elishim Hereo Pata Mateshlumen. This din, that if you force, sakonis nefoshes, and you went ahead, and all he asked not to do anything, just show me, tip me off, where is the goods? And it's a concept of, if you don't tip me off, you're going to be killed. That din only gives you a ptur if you did it, but doesn't give you a right to do it l'chachila. It's also to do. It's only, if you did it, you're pata. It means, you want to know, hilchas garmi boinis is pata. If you want to know if you're allowed to do it, you're not allowed to do it. How are you allowed to be mazik haveri? So you're not allowed to do it. You're moisa, you're not allowed to do it. Since my holds that it's also l'chachila to do, just if you do it, you're going to be pata.
What's about my question about
it? I'm talking about, that's your question. You see from over here that you're only going to be pata. You're not going to, it's also to do, like the smat, it's a pella. Sakonis nefashis. Right, remain in the Tesefta. 100%. So if you look in the Taz, The Taz, towards the bottom, Hareza Potter, Zokta Taz, Kosovas Mash, Mamino, Luchatchilo lo Yereo. It only means that if you did it, you're Potter, but Luchatchilo, you're now let her do it. Vitmiani Olov, and it's a Pella. Shoisirim Arambam, Shim lo Yereo, Keo Museo. He's the Congress of Fortresses here. Vizep Poshit. Da filu lachila yase kide linotum is a Congress Misa. What does this man want? The guy should just, okay, kill me. It's all over. How could that be? Mechitema. This man holds, she eat him mum and shaloi, the inotum is a con. He should try to bribe off the king himself with his own money. And ken koshis, my honey, bitam shekosishum lo yare of a hulu. It sounds, so why would it work to patter you? Then you should be chayavos, you should have given your own money. Ella must be, it's considered no anus, and your potter says, consider anus, you should be mutter to do it as well. Ella poshit, she ain't a mum and shaloi, shum chiv mum and kevin shaloskira, my anus, and your potter, because ain't a lkodova, oimi bifne, bekuach nefesh. The Taz argues and said, avada, there's not just Potter, it's also Mutter Lechatchila. Either Loshen and the Machab, Potter and the Rambam, no, he doesn't answer, address that. But Lamaisa ties to the Vatel Lechatchila, if you're Chalila put in such a circumstance, otherwise you're going to be thrown into jail, who knows what, and it's a constant of is involved, but the Taz Avada, you should say. Sorry? David HaMelech Shaila was that he wanted to save himself. They were doing more, he was doing a Mazik B'Yadayim. Christ, he was actually burning, and there it's, you see from the Rishayim that it's only also, but also shalad das l'sham. But das l'sham, it's mutzis. You bring a right to the Taz from over there, right? So, granted, the Rishayim, the Achronim bring a right. It's a Taisus Yom Kippurim. It brings a raya. Others as well that the Mechamis and the end of Baba Kamis says it mefurish. That b'chay gavna, if it's a concept of Oshes, you're allowed to do it. So it's not like the Sma. To answer the Sma, there's a Stei Chemin in Pasah Shulchan, Mareches Aleph, Klal Yutez. He's Mavli into the Sma, might not fit so well in the Loshen Sma, but he said that the Sma just means that it's Asa to do Shalai Adas L'Shalim, like the Dovah Melech case. But if you're doing Adas L'Shalim, it's going to be Mutter, because in Lekha Dovah Mebifnei Bekuk Nevich. It's just Asa to do if you don't plan on paying. Shalai das l'shalim mitzasa. What do you got to do? So Vadi should do it. Just do it al das l'shalim. In the Sma, it's a shikol vav mazah.
If you do it al das l'shalim, do you have to actually pay?
Vadi have to.
No, you're what?
So that you should know. The achreidim are much with this. If a guy would normally be potter, right? If a guy would normally be potter because it's a gamia bain is his potter, but you went ahead and you did it al das l'shalim. If that was your kavonis, you mischayv yourself. You can do it. You're talking. You're going to be chayv. There is a Shulchan HaKharav, I should tell you, that over here in Eskimam and in Sif Yod, when he brings it down, he brings down a Tzmuta like the Taz, which he says, you should do it, this is like a Pshara, you should do it al das, what Bezin will decide if you have to pay or not. It's like a Pshara, I mean, to get out of your problem. I want to be even this, so I'm willing to subject myself to the halachas of whatever Bezin says. Now, once I do it, Bezin's going to tell me I'm potter, because Gamibayinus is potter. I mean, that's fair, right? That's what's going to happen. So I don't know what the Pshara al-das Bezin's psak would help you, because L'chayah shouldn't be being mazik, L'chatchil, L'chadas, L'chadas. But he has like sort of a Pshara that he's trying to have the cake and eat it. You'll fadina, you won't be even this, because you did it al-das, or sort of Adas L'Shalim, but Lamaisi, you'll be a potter, because Bez will tell you a potter, because Gamir Bainus is potter. That's the Shulchan Aruch
Harav. The king said to show me two people, and he showed them two. Will you be chayv from both, or none?
And he showed him both? And he asked for both?
He said, show me two people, and he showed him two.
Any two? But he wants Badafka other two. You mean going back to the other thing, the Yamshe Shleima? Okay, well, I'll get back to Yamshe. Remind me to me. I just want to fear I say, hold the thought here. The Ulam and Mishpat suggests a teretz for the Sma. How could it be? Like the Ulam and Mishpat into Santa Cook. He says, let's say there wasn't an oinus here. Could I be Maramam Chavering? No. Not only that, you're a Moisa and you're a Roidiv and you're Chayv Misa and we can kill you, Mamish, because he's Katoy Mechma. You're going to start showing your mom and you never know where it's going to lead. They're going to go after him and go from one quote unquote Aveir to the next Aveir till eventually he's going to be trapped and this guy's going to get killed. So you are like a Roidiv. I mean, that's what we're going to see throughout the Hoshin Peches. So he says, but if this, by being Mara, even Mara Mamukhavera, ultimately has a degree of Misa involved, a degree of Roidiv involved, so if he's forcing you to show, it means in other words, he's forcing you to kill Yana. You know, kill Yana just because you want to save your own life. Just like you're not allowed to do that, it's Yarag Vayavo, right? So this, which is only Mara Mamukhavere, is sort of like the same thing, because Mara ultimately will lead to a Misa, Mamela, that's Pratnasma. Namal, and the Chala Dava Mifanem Pekok Nevish. But this is like you're killing him, so that's why you're not allowed to do it. Which is a chiddush, even though we go through a Hoshim Bechez, Ravad, it's a Mason, it's a Ray Divin, doesn't mean it's a Vada. It's just, you have that possibility, and therefore you're not allowed to do it, and it's chomer. But like, Aim Safik Mitzvah Devad, if you're definitely going to be killed, and he's like only a Safik going to lead to it, I don't know. Lemais, like I said, the Ramban is Mufurish, Muhammad is Mufurish, and it's Mutta to do. So if it's Mutta to do, Lechaira, we're going to have to pass him like the Taz, but Lechaira, you might have to do it, Aldas Lashalim, or Aldas, what Bezin will pass if I'm going to pay like the Shulchan Aruch. Sorry?
Say two Sveikers.
Yeah, but even Yakeo means that it's going to lead. Yakeo is closer to Misa than Mara Mamukhaveri is closer to Misa, right? It's closer than that. So therefore, you're.
So you're starting to measure within
Sveikers. In Dagas. All right.
Yeah, but paying won't, they're not going to help for that.
Paying what?
Paying him afterwards for that won't help him for his Sakona.
Correct. Correct,
so,
I want to.
So forget about the money. It's not going to help you for this.
It means if we have to take the Eilim Mimishra, you're right. That's why Adas Hashem won't. He holds that it won't. But Lamais is, La Loch Lamais Avadi should go with the Taz, and a person like that, Avada Tzmuta, but he should do it Adas Hashem or Adas Bezin. Now, getting back to Yoshala, I forgot to mention, going back to the Yamsha Shlomi before, where the Melech forced to show Eitzer Zayin Veshemin, and you don't have your own, so you're supposed to be showing Yenis, Zok the Yamsha Shlomi. Now, you have a choice. You can show anyone you want. You know, Kedem, and you have this company, and that you have bunch of people you could show yain from, and you decided to choose Kedem, and then let's say the largest one, right? So now all of a sudden they lost who knows what. And you could have picked a different company who would have lost less. The Yamsha Shlomo holds that for that extra that you caused, you're going to be chayek because that you're not a nainis. If the Melech just said show me yain, and I could have showed someone who only has a chayes one warehouse of wine, and I instead I showed somebody else who has two warehouses of wine, well, that for that extra warehouse, I'm chayev, because that I wasn't an oinus. I could have gotten out of my oinus by showing only one warehouse, and I ended up showing three or four, so those actually I'm going to be chayev.
You don't know how much a person has?
No, if you don't know, you don't know. But I'm saying if you're given a choice, and you know, so who asked you to show Yannis, who's more? You should have showed Yannis, which is less. You can't, it means it's not a blank check tour. It's up to a degree of how much the oinus was. All right. Now, there's another sma, which I skipped. Let's go back to Sivkot and Yir Aleph. So you have to know how to teach this ma, but this ma says, "Avilum ein lo eisi ish mamin." If he doesn't have his own money, va'onis lezer sheyareil lo ish retzaino letoifse, he wants to put him in jail. Achiv denu akal or kroiviv until he's going to be redeemed by the community. V'zeh nenas hayochol lifta nafshe ganke me'anis miyisurim amayaroito liten lanis mamon. And he himself, the Moise, could have prevented it. He didn't have to. He could have gotten out of the oinus by just bribing the Melech. Near the also ligram hezek lakalo yechidim krevav. If Yena won't be put in jail, if Yena has his own money, so then you're an oinus yigarmi is pata. But if Yena is going to be put in jail, and now you're causing the kahal to redeem him, for some reason there it doesn't work if you could get out by yourself by bribing the king. He has a few variables going on here. I'm not sure. It sounds like he's not concerned about the guy sitting in jail. He's more concerned the fact that he's being goyim hezek lekaal or a crave of that they're going to have to redeem him. I mean, l'chayy, if it's only a garmi and oynis is part on garmi, who cares if the garmi is on yenis money or on the kaal's money? I don't know. What you should be concerned with is what happened to the jail. That's a problem. If you look at the Taz in the middle, he says it's. The first one that I quoted by the Yamcha Shleime, but it's like five, six lines later, he says of Mashak, Uva Mashak Kozav Asma, Im Roitza Ha'anesh, Yarez Guf Chaver Lo Toifsai, Vechulu, Nirlan Yataiti de Loi Metzinu, hold on to your seats, de Loi Metzinu, Shum Heta Laharis O Guf Chaveri. Anything that we're talking now is only on Mamun Chaveri. But Laharis Guf Chaveri, we never found any Heta. Afa Bisha Chaveri Yuchul Lasak, but Mamun, even if he himself, the Chaveri has Mamun to get out of it. Mekomokom Kaven de Roitza La Koisa Achaite Mamun, Armina Maichosis de Dome de Dog Sumatfe Mechavrok. Dulajka Khan Hetera Boinis El Laharis Mamun Chaveri. Jail time we never found a Heta for. Alam Hiskolosha Yara Gufshu Chaveri, Afa Bisha Yuchul Lasak, but Mamun, Hugam Huyuchul Lasak, but Mamun Atsme Vekain, Ein Laharis Aguf Chaveri. There is no Torah, there's no heta to show guf chaver. This whole thing of anas is because it's only a moment chaver. So you danim karmi, when the taz holds not only its pot, it's even muta. But guf chaver, which is, I guess, a concept of fosh is involved, we never found any heta to be meisa guf chaver. Just like now, like kill someone to save yourself from being killed, will you now let her put him in a matzav of redifis, of this, of guf chaver, to save yourself from that matzav of guf chaver, of your guf? And even the smaz is ishtik abram. The smaz only says it's osa. Now, if you why? Because it's cholik from the mechaba. Like the smaz which we said earlier in Sifkot Yud Beis, the next smaz that holds that this whole p'tur is only a p'tur b'nevim mutter. So why do you have to say over there that it's osa? You should have figured out it's yechayiv. I don't know. But osa, even our case is osa. Like the smaz. The smaz which he does, he never has a heta. It's like a ishtik astam is a shvei smaz. But the bottom line is that Taz says you don't have a heta only. You only have a heta to be married. You never mummin. You don't have a heta to put somebody in jail. That you don't find a heta. So ends up. Siv Gimel in a nutshell is that Laharis Mamun Chavero, if you're an Oinis Nefashis, Yakeo or Yomiseo, you're Oinis Nefashis, you have a Ptur to do because Ein Lechadovim Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh, and it's even Mutter like the Taz, and Yignam Yipot, it's Garmi Boinis is Bata. We had the Ramot just to remind the Oilam that if it will only be an Oinis Mamun, that Ramot holds that's not enough of Oinis. Shak. Argues good, but that's Loshon Machabi here. Yakeo Yomiseo, Dafka if he kills him. But short of Sakon Safajev, it's only being an honest moment, which sounds from the Mechaba, he agrees with the Ramah that Avad, in that case, you're going to be chayiv. The Ptur is only if you have an honest Nefashis.
We'll take care.
Sorry? Yakeh is going to beat him up. Being beaten up is an honest Nefashis. You never know if the guy's going to come out running the gauntlet. Let's see if he comes out alive. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Right? It's not a given he's coming out alive. Now, the million-dollar question on this Mechaba, or it's not on this Mechaba, it's on Ramah, somewhere else, from this Mechaba, is in Ramah and Yeridea, Simin Reish Lamed Beza, you say this to Ramah, Seif Siv Yudalit. The Ramah says the case like this, if somebody has a tain on a yid, Melech, or whatever it is, has a tain on a yid, a hagmoin, a general, a governor, has a tain on a yid, and he wants you to give edis, and based on your edis, based on your testimony, he will be mechayev that yid. So the Lashon Ramah is, im ya'anishoy hamake yoyse midinoy, if he hits him yoyse midinoy, im einon yucheilin leshamit, if he can't get out of it, zok the Ramah ye'idu, he should testify, v'yishamu l'nizik niskoy, but he has to pay the nizik his hezik, v'al yatzilo atzman b'mamun chavreim, but you can't just testify and be matzil yourself from being beaten up or killed by this sar, by this hagmoin, to give testimony on somebody else. You're not allowed. It's being matzah atzim mamun chaver to give testimony on someone else, even though it's, you have a sakonis nefashis. You shouldn't do it unless you do it al das l'shalim. That's the Ramah. Now, it's l'chayr testimony is no worse than being mara mamun chaver. You're not doing it b'yadayim. You're just showing the judge, showing the melech, showing the teveah, showing the hagmoin where or how to get yenna's money. Had to be mechayv money from yenna. I'll tell you where it is. That's all you're doing. So l'chayr should only be marum mamun chaveri nishmeh, and we have a halach over here that marum mamun chaveri is pata if you're an oinis nefashis. Now, I mean, that the Taz says marum mamun chaveri is even muta if you have an oinis nefashis. So why is the Ramah saying over there that you're not allowed to do it? L'chayr should be muta to do. So if you want to tell me that the Ramah holds not like the Taz, he holds like the Smad, that's just pata avalos, you're not allowed to do, and that's what he meant over there. That you're not allowed to do it unless you do it adas l'shanlim or whatever. No, but the Chubis Ramon, Sim Peches, has a similar case, Pariches, and there he said if the guy went up doing it, he's taka chayv to pay. How is he chayv to pay? It's a fush halacha that if you're tirit ba'inis, maramamu chaveri is pata, karmi is pata ba'inis, ba'inis nefashis. How could it be that giving testimony is worse than that? Apella. So if you look over there, the Atzi Levoino, on Yeridea, on the Shulchan Aruch, over there he's stuck by this problem. What's going on? You can never be, it's never chayiv. So he says that the Ramah over there is talking about with the whole sakana, the whole oinis was only an oinis momen. And the Ramah l'shitasi, here the Ramah holds in Siv Beis, an oinis momen is not considered an oinis, so it doesn't give you a patur. So Mamela, that was the case over there. It's not an oinis avash, only oinis momen, so it's not really an oinis. Mamela, you're not allowed to do it, and if you do it, you're going to be chayiv, because it's also lots of asma b'mamun chaveri. Shtikal ha-masa in the Lashon and Ramah, but d'ashteit, that's what he says, that Ramah is only talking about an oinis momen. Why is it? I hold it's a vichtiga, if that's Prat Ramah, then we come out a kula in Ramah. Because it'll come out in the Ramad sounds like that, but if I'm forced to do, and I have no brayer, and what's going to happen if I don't do it? Chalili is going to steal my money. The Rambam holds that it's mutter to do if you do it al das l'shalim. Had you asked me, I would have told you, well, based on the Rambam Sif Beis, it says oynis mom is not considered an oynis. You have no right to be mara mom chaveroi by an oynis mom, even al das l'shalim. You know, I'll be mazik chaver al das l'shalim. You know, I'll be garmi al das l'shalim. So this shouldn't be any different. I have an oynis mom threatening to take your money, so why threatening to take your money? But that's not an oynis like the Rambam. And if the whole Rambam over there is talking about an oynis mom, and the Rambam says that if push comes to shove, you're allowed to do it al das l'shalim, you see the Rambam holds that by an oynis moment, even though it's not considered an oynis, but it's already enough to tell you that you're allowed to do it al das l'shalim. It's a chiddush din, which should come out like the Zatzil Levoina. And the Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in this game moment over there, says Lahedya, that if you have only an oynis moment, it's also to do even al das l'shalim. It's also to do. I mean, it's mukach l'chayyad. Let's just go through the cheshbon. Siv Gimel, the Taz says it's mutter to do. Why? Because you have oynis nefoshes. And we're saying up what's pshat, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and Steichem, and others say that it's only mutter to do if you do it al das l'shalim. So it should come out that if you don't have oynis nefoshes, then it's also to do even al das l'shalim. I mean, it's not mukach. You can say the other nafkin means, but l'chayyad, that should be the shtauches, that if it's only an oynis mamma, which is not really an oynis, then it can be also al das l'shalim. You need an oynis nefoshes to give you a heta to do it al das l'shalim. And like the Atzil Levinish Pratt over there comes out that even oynis mamma is mutter to do al das l'shalim. So it should take over to me. Otherwise, but the other choice is you have the Rambam Shre. I mean, if the Rambam is somewhere, I understand Vajras, so then it should be Potter, like it says over here. I don't find anyone else. There's an Erech Shain Simukov Ches, who also is bothered by it, but I don't see any other Tirutim to this problem with the Rambam over there.
There's always an element of danger, especially if they went in the 1500s when the Rambam lived. And anything to do with any government, anything to do with any official umbrella. So there was that element that you never know where the moment will wind up.
So you never know where, if it will come into an instant of fascist. Yeah, but so that's why you're allowed to do Azaz HaShalim, so you never know where your mice is going to come, where he's going to end up. You're in the same boat, right?
Same boat
as him. So why is your mom better than his mom? Why should it be mutter to do Azaz? Let's say he wants, and for you, he's going to threaten to take $1 million, and from the Chav, he's only going to take $500,000. So that's why it's kedai for you to do Azaz HaShalim, because here you'll gain on it. But still, where do we find the chilek in the amounts? I mean, how does it give you a heta to do Azaz
L'Shalim? But we have a story. I mean, I would think that to testify against someone with a chayev of him is more coral to taking the Yadayim than showing the king where it is. Because showing the king could take it, not take it. If you testify
and him, okay, and I think the Torah could be forget. We're going to see in Yetzirah Sev Dalet that being Marim Mamukhaver is sort of a slam dunk. It's a given that it's going to happen. And to testify, I don't know if the judge is going to pass him like it, or the jury. I don't know if they're going to go buy into my edis. I don't know how far it's going to take. But even in the, just fundamentally, I don't think that there's a chilek. I'll tell you why. What's a chilek between Mare and Nosam Nosam Biyad? It's not in the daggers of how bad you are. It's in Lomdis. Are you doing Garmi or are you doing Mazik B'Yadayim? If you're doing Garmi, you have a Ptoroinus. If you're doing Mazik B'Yadayim, you don't. Let's say you're right. Hey, this is worse. It's close. So what? But did I do a Maisik B'Yadayim? All I did is a Diba that's going to lead, and then other judge has a Paskin, and then they're going to put a lien on this and foreclose on the guy. It's all Gram. It's Garmis, right? So how could it be? Vaita, Garmi is Potter. B'Yadayim, I should be Potter. Anything short of Maisa V'Yadayim and Nasim V'Yad is going to be Pata. So what's Pshat now? Ramot, it's a Pella. Sorry? Avan it's a Roidiv, means it will end up leading to Nefoshes. It's true. But right, here in Siv Gimel, you're allowed, like the Taz, you're allowed, at least you're Pata. Let's mind the Pollock. The Shteta Mechaba, that if you're Herem Mipnei Oynis, you are Pata. So over there, why is Ramot saying that Herem, if you made Mipnei Oynis, you're going to be Chayiv? It's a Hayitachin, it's a Mamish Pella. All right. Let's
it's like a Mesaleach.
Where?
Like Mesaleach. And Edis is like a Tzibri.
So Edis is worse? I mean, that's what he's
saying. Supposed to go take it. In other words, the other one, Mar, is just saying.
I know, but even Edis.
I'm Mar Mokin. But here I'm telling you, go do it.
But it's a Mazik B'Yadayim, or is it only Garmi? That's what I want to know. If it's only Garmi, bottom line is only Garmi, I'm going to be a Potter. It's a Ninus.
I don't know. It's a Din of Slichas. With an Akum.
All right. Grab the Pash is only Garmi. Pash is only Garmi. Yeah. Pashas only got me. Like every Moise Zonigami. I told the guy where to get the money, he's going to go get it. He's looking for the money. You don't think he's going to take it? He's going to take it. Nevertheless,
I know,
Zonigami.
I'm telling him to take it. Here, when I'm an aide, I'm just telling
testimony. You know, Gianna, this is what happened. You deserve what happened. I'm not telling you what to do. All right. Siv Dalid. Okay, Siv Dalid is a heavy thing. You grab this Negev, there's two halachas, you might have Shaykhs to Purim. Let's see. Nosa momin chaveri biyodai. If you did it biyad, the nosni la'anis is chayev l'shalim, mikol mokim, no matter what, afa pisha melech ansur lehevi, even though you have an oinis nefoshis. And you went the kumva, say you picked it up, you did a maisa pasav nasim biyad, a maisa mesir biyadayim, you're going to be chayev because oinus doesn't part you from mazik biyadayim. That's pshat. Only parts you from garmi, daval, that's going to be pshat. If you look in, I'm going to stop here for the moment, if you look in the sma is a problem from Reish Tadi Beis in Sifkot Yud Gemo. V'loy Domi L'Mashuk Omru B'Gemora V'Kosva Atuva Mechabe B'Tzum Reish Tadi Beis Sif Ches Ta'amavkad Eitzel Chaveir Momen Ekelim Ve'em Inoy Omer HaNifkad Reichman and trust with me $5 billion. No one's chayshish that I'm wealthy. Ubal of Ganovim, and now the Ganovim are coming to my house. Clearly, the reason I'm coming is because there was a shmur that he entrusted me with his money. So they know that I'm sitting on now a lot of money. Bekodin v'notzel lema bekodin. So the shomer went ahead and gave up the bekodin li notzel atzmai to save the hatzel atzmai. The Kaven Deino Omid, since he wasn't wealthy himself, chazak the loyboyo elu b'shvil abekodin upata. The culture can count on two bad you little mamma and kaver should also be potter. Over there it says that you're going to be a potter. If you give away Reichman's money, you're going to be a potter. Because everyone knows you're coming for Reichman's money, you're a potter. It's an oinus. Then the zikr coming for Yenna's money, not your money, you're going to be a potter. So here too, the melech is saying, show me Yenna's money, and here you're chayv. What's a chilek? So to Yishayim, the Shani Hossin came in the Einu Omud, Mistama unsund misyabad leilohavi elo bishvil apikodin. The whole oinus was only because of the pekodin. Wasn't because of me, because of the shoyim. It was because of the reichman who didn't trust me with the money. For sure, it wouldn't have come. So the whole oinus in the first place. The reason why the ganavim are coming to my house, and also coming to me, is because reichman gave me the money. He trusted me with the money. So therefore, it's his fault. It's reichman's fault. It's his money's fault. Aber kan shema antenoy tzei shiyavi mamin ruvein mi beis ruvein. And the here they also after ruvein. But why did they pick me? The Kurdish asked anyone in the world to show Reuven's money. Why me? It's Reuven's money is not by me. Why did he choose me to show? Why did the Melech choose you to be the tattletale, to be the snitcher? Teretz is, it's your mazel, you're going to be chayiv, and this doesn't work. Over there, the reason why the Melech came to me, the Ganovan came to me, is because I'm sitting on his money. So it's Reichman's fault, the Mafkid's fault. Why did he trust me with his money? He knew that this might happen. Tough luck on him. It's not my fault, it's his mom's fault. But I can hear, why did Melech come to me? So therefore, it doesn't give me a patur. If you look in the Shach over there, Reish Tzadi Beis, and I don't know, the smell left it out, he brings the end of the Rishayim. The Rishayim say it a little better. And they say that over there, since it's his fault that he entrusted me with the Bekodin, everyone knows it was Adas Kein Lechatchila. When he gave me the Bekodin, Adas Kein, he was Mafkid. If Adas Kein, I was accepted to be Shemi's Bekodin, that if anything happens, Machmas is Bekodin, I'm going to be Potter. Because all I am is like him. What would he do if he was held by gunpoint with his life? Give up your money or be killed? What would he do? He would probably give up his money rather than giving up his life. So I'm just like him. I'm a shame. I'm Yodi Ki Yodoy. That's all I am. So Adas came when I accepted Shmira, I just decided to walk into his shoes and assume his position. I'm doing whatever he would do. If that's what he would do, I'm doing the same. And you can't hold me to a higher responsibility than that. I don't know where the smell left out. It's a very important lomdich. It means the patur is not because Akilo, just because the oinus came from him. If the oinus came from him, it was Adas Kain that he parted me when he made me a shamer. Adas Kain, it happened. Correct. And the Chanami. If there would be no shmua, if you could prove it was no shmua, and the Chanami. And the Chanami.
That was a smurah before.
That what?
It was your bad mouth.
Right, no, 100% means Avadi, you need both. The Sma only brought that half, and the Shach was focused on the other half. That you need both. It's Cain Machmas his money, and Adas Cain, he parted me that any problem coming Machmas his money, I'm going to be potter. All right.
Over here, because you gave it to him.
Over there also I gave it to him. But the B'Shoimer Pekodin, I also gave it to him. Even if I gave it to him, I'm going to be potter. I'm going to be bought over there too, even if I give it to him, because Adas Kane, I can't. The lashon of the shach is Oisha Shama Lebal of Lerasai, because I'm holding on to your Oisha, so that's why it's going to cause me back. I mean, it's your money, it's your problem. That Adas Kane, you gave it to me. That if it's your money's problem, I'm going to be bought.
Well, you just ask you for it, so, and
no,
you,
and
it's,
it's fine. That would, in which case? In which case are you talking about?
Over here.
In Reish Tzadik Beis, by us. By us, we're also talking about where you gave a biyad in Sif Dalad.
The king asked you to show me his money.
No, the king asked you to bring me his money. It was Nosan Chaver B'yodav Nosan Lanes. He forced me to bring Yenna's money, I'm going to be chayiv. Even if the forcing is on Yenna's money. Even though that was the Oynus Nefoshes. Let's play this out a little bit. Let's see the Shach Siv Kon Chav Dalet. The Smat does the same thing. He brings the Raiva, but the Shach does it a better job. So I'm going to say it from the Shach. Look at the Shach. Haravid Hisagalzad, the Rambam, the Mechabo Rif holds that if the Melech forces you, Sakonis Nefoshes, to show, not only show me, to bring me somebody else's money, and you did it, you're going to be chayiv. You had a brayer, what else should you do? Yeah, I mean, there's no choice. Yitzchak had a right to do it, right? But nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv. Fek deraivit, haraivit hisik alzev, ezel l'shoinai, adas harav hu hoylich, the Rambam is going like the Rav, the Rif, Veena goin moideloi, but the goinim argue with the Rif. Vechein adin, and the goin in Svara is makes sense. She'ein lucha dava she'imid b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Me'ayin mischayiv loy she'yomis b'shem mama chaveroi. Ho v'yichdoloi b'feish. Akvar chavnu b'dvar melu b'pirushai b'babakama akan l'shoine. At the end of Babakama, he's meirich on this. That if the Melech forced you to bring somebody else's money and you did it, you're going to be potter. Ein lechadovam if nebikur gnevish. What's pshat in the mechab? We're going to have to see soon. But the Ravid argues, avada, you're going to be potter. But Rav Magid kosev shereis harif nuchaynis b'yaisa. He sides like the mechab, like the rif. V'chein hela rash bezal. Ovem is a rif herach b'rayis. V'gam a bala moroi dulo. V'gam a rambam bezef a mecham is herach hoi b'rayis the rif. V'chein das a rov, a rosh, v'asmag, v'amorechai v'atur, v'amechab, v'shap poiskin. It is a nice lineup. V'chein kosev ma'ashav, v'chein kosev ha'bach. It's all the g'dayli oylem, g'day rishonim v'kadmoinim. Sok t'shach avol, b'sefri harachti b'zeh, v'dechisi kol rayis harif, v'balamov ramban, v'aleisi, the shach's taking on the rishonim, d'davke im ansu amom en stam, oz, afshu ansu lohavi, chayiv, kishunosim v'nosim v'yad. D'zeh mikri matzatzim amom en chaveroi. If you didn't specify Yenna's money, it was on ansu amom en stam, and you decided to bring Yenna's money, you can be chayiv. Right, you're going to be chayv. You didn't have the oinus on that. V'domi l'nidav sheshava akelim la'el. Right, that was the case. A nidav is running away, he's trying to run for his life. While he's running, he runs over kelim, he breaks kelim. The halacha is, he's going to be chayv. We learned in Shempei, he's going to be chayv. He's only doing it for sakonis nefashis. He's an oinus. Nevertheless, it's chayv, because oinus is not going to give you a patur. You might have to mom and chaverit. Mashenke in hochazak deshach, this is far worse. Sha'ansu lavi mom in pliny. They will force you to show Yannis money, to bring Yannis money. And Kaino Oinis Mitchila Loise Aploini, the Ainze Nikra Matsas Mamma Chavere, so the Shach, nice chap, Elishamukha classes, Kamashoimala Anis, Vimlo Yase Kain, what's going to happen? If he doesn't bring Yannis money and he decides to give up his life instead, it's Faket, Nimsa Yatil Hu Mamma Chavere Benafshoi. What are you asking him to do? To save Yenna's money with his nefesh? That's zichah not true. V'ein l'chadavish em mefnei b'kuch nefesh. The Shach argues and says that if the whole oinus was on Yenna's money, you're going to be potter. If the forcing was on Yenna's money, even though you did it b'yadayim, you're going to be potter. And if you jump towards the second to the end of the Shach, v'gam b'chus mashdam kosav kim v'nedavis eplukta derab vasihi kamoye basroi loy mafkina m'moina ein shom. V'gam b'chus t'geborim Mashma the sfeiku the ravasi ayin shom ulididi. It's even better. It's not even a lav sfeiku. It's not even a sofik. Ela ikka kapoitri in the kumashukafti b'sefri. He paskins like the ravid against the machaba, against the gedolei rishonim. He holds that ravadi you're going to be potter. En lechadovam if they pikuach nefesh. He tightens up even more. It's not just because of oinus, because the whole oinus was makos yenna's money. And if you're going to have to give up your life, okay, you're being matzul yenna's money with your life. You don't have to do. We see the oinus on yenna's money, not that the oinus is on you and you're trying to save yourself by giving Yenna's money. That's how he tightens it up. And Mameli holds that you're part. The other Rishon obviously holds, no, the oinus is really on you. The threat's on you. You better show me Yenna's money. If you do so, you're being matzul atzmai b'mama chaveri. Now, the $1 million kasha is, let's just understand it. It means the shach and the ravid's lum, this is more, was oinus on you and you're saving yourself, or the oinus on Yenna's money and you're, forget, just carrying it through. But Stamazai, let's understand the Mechaber without the Shak. What's going on? How could you be Chayiv if you did it? L'chayra, a Mazik Boinis is Pata. Right, we had the beginning of a Shinayin Ches. The Ramah holds Mazik Boinis is Pata. That which it says that Oinis is Bein B'Shoikik Bein Boinis is Oinis Kein Aveda. Oinis Kein Geneva or Oinis Mamish Avadi Gnei Be Pata. So here, Oinis Godom is there. They're threatening your life if you're not Mazik. You're not going to be Pata. Oinis Rachman Apache. How could it be that you're going to be Chayiv? So gradually the Shach at the beginning of Shnei Ches suggests that the Mechabeshit is that Mazik Boinis is Chayim, and he doesn't have this Patur. We said then that a lot argue with him, the Shvile David, a lot of Achrin argue with the Shach Medasa Mechabah, but even if you accept the Shach's Pratna Mechabah, but the Ramah for sure holds that Oinis is Pata. And here the Ramah goes along with the Mechabah, that if you have a Sakonis and Farshis Lahavi and you maybe, you're going to be Chayiv. How could it be? Ein lecho Oinis Kodom Yizeh, and Oinis by Mazik is Pata. What's going on? Now, this Kashuk, a lot of Achronim are bothered by. How do you understand this Shita? What's going on? So there's a Marat Chiyas in Bava Kama Davdal and Oman Aleph. There he wants to say that he says, you see by, he touches up a Shach, that you see by Nirdav. And yet, nevertheless, you see that Niv who's running away breaks Caleb is going to be Chayiv. Why is he Chayiv? Ah, it's an Oinis. So he says that the Shach already was Machalik over there, the Ventzuch. What type of Oinis? If the Oinis was, you did it Shaloi B'miskavin, you weren't thinking you were Yoshan and you broke something, or it was an accident, a Ruch Sheinu Mitzuya, or you were running away for your life and you stamped over someone's Keli, but you didn't do it B'kavonah. So that Oinis, you're going to be Pata. But here, anytime you're forced to do it, but you're doing it by miskaven, when you're showing or bringing, you're bringing mamun chaver, you know you're bringing mamun chaver, you know exactly what you're doing. You're doing it by mechaven. You're a mazik by yadayim. No, vas, you are forced to do it. That type of oinis, you don't have the patur for. Only in the oinis shalei by miskaven. But oinis that you're miskaven, just you're muchrak to do, that there's no patur oinis. That's what the Meretz Chiyus wants to say. The pelo is that the Rishayim.
What was the svor?
That was his chilek. It's a different type of annoyingness. I think it's more fundamentally it's flawed. Lachayer. How do we know that mazik boinus is pata? That sheet is atoisis, the Rishayim that we paskin like. How do we know that? So the Rishayim say it's because I learned that from Lanaira loisas adover by Naira Marasa. She knows exactly what she's doing. She's held up by gunpoint. She's forced to do it, and nevertheless, she's part of Allah narrow lisan sadova. She's forced, even though she does a bimiskavin. And the Chazal applied this cloud to other things, the Oivet of Edizara, Ba'inis, by Sakon Safar. There's a lot of cases, if you do, in Chazal, if you do something, even though you do a bimiskavin, but if you're forced, it's a constant fashis, you're potter. That's Oinis Rachman Apache. So if that's the makar to this, then here too, even though you're right, you have a chilik, but why is it nafkamina? Why does a chilik make a difference? Here, even though you know what you're doing, but you should have the ptur for Lanar, Lasasadava. What's going on? Are you going to ask me what happened to Nirdav? Why by Nirdav do you see Yechayev? Well, Nirdav is a whole different ballgame. Nirdav, when he's running away, there the Oinis is not on the Keli. The Oinis is, we're trying to kill you. Trying to kill this Nirdav. For him to save himself, he's running over somebody's Keli. But the Oinis wasn't on the Keli. The Oinis was to just kill him. So he's being matal atzmi b'mamon chaveri. It's different than Lanarla by Naim Ross, where the Oinis was, do this maisa's nus. Or here, the Oinis is, bring me somebody else's money. If it's a zaitik thing, avada, you're going to be chayef. L'mashal, Purim. Esther HaMalka became a surah labayla to Mordechai. Why? Because why? Because now she's doing a baratzen. She's not doing a baratzen. She's doing the same kai Yisrael. So why is she also? She should have the call of Onis Rachman Apache. So like the Beis Shmuel and Evan Ezra, Naflo and Marik, a lot of who say this is because Esther wasn't forced to do a Maisa's nos. Esther's forcing was that Kaiser was being killed. She opted to save Kaiser. She came up with this chap. She could do snus to save Kaiser. Right? So where the forcing wasn't on the Maisa, you don't have the Ptur of a Lanar, Lales, Asa, Dava. That is, Esther and Nirdav is the exact same thing. The Nirdav wasn't forced to break this Kaiser. No, Nirdav is forced to be killed. To save himself from being killed, he chose rather to break somebody's Kaili to save himself. So there the onus is not on the breaking the Kaili. Mashain Kane. By Naya Maras, or our case where the Oinis is Mamish Lahavi Mamu Chavera, Vadi Shev the Ptura, from the Nihilus Asadava, Israq Monopatre. What's going on? If you look in the Mashal, Mashal in Perek Yud, the end of Simen Mem Zayin, Toy Chadova, he's Mavliya, one liner. He learned the pshat over here was, is that when you did have Nasam Biyad, to quote his Lashon, he says a different pshat. He says, over here it's different. Why? Because Zocher Bei Behagba Asai, when he lifted it up to give to the Melech, he was Kaina Behagba, so he's a Gazlan. V'havi Shaloi Linin Achayis, a Gazlan is Chayib Behachayis. So Memela, now, even though I was forced and I'm an Oinis, so what? But a Gazlan is Chayib Oinsin. When you're a Mazik, you have a Ptur Oinis. But here we are a Gazlan, and the Gazlan's Chayiv Boinsin, so then, even though you gave it away and you're Taka 14, Taka 9, so what? But the Gazlan's Chayiv Boinsin, Asha'ol's Chayiv Boinsin, a Gazlan's Chayiv Boinsin, Kolon Asha'loi, you're Chayiv Boinsin. So even though you were forced to do it, the reason why here you're Chayiv is because when you picked it up, you're Gazlan. Means if you would slap it and roll it to the Melech, so how? You won't do a Maisa Hagbah, not a Maisa Kinyan, urine, Rishis, whatever, so then I'd be potted. I'm only a Mazik. But since I even know some of you, I picked it up, I lifted it, I was Koinim Hagbah, at that point I'm a Gazan, now Gazan's Chayiv Boinsin. Well, Gazan, Lav Davka has to, if you have in mind, although you should know, there's a Tumal, a Goizel, a Manas Lahazik, there's a major Tumal of that to have Chiyuv Egzela. Pnei Yeshua and Bava Kama could be Steeris. So this is really what you're doing, you're being Goizel, Manas Lahazik. But I think the Yam Shoyim is even a bigger Chiddush, because once you're a regular Gazlan, Shaloi Boinis, and now an Oinis comes, give me the money, you're right. Now you're the Yam Shoyim's Chedrin, I'm a Gazlan, so what? I'm an Oinis, a Gazlan's Chayiv Boinsin. But my whole Gzela to begin with was Boinis. Why did it become Chayiv Achrayis? I picked it up, he forced me to pick it up, he threatened me to pick it up. So Gazlan Boinis doesn't have a Ptur? Why does it, I mean, what's a chilek? Mazik Boinis has a patur. Why? V'lanar lo yisah sadova. Shtei v'lanar lo yisah sadova in the parsha of Mazik? No. So we know, Oinis Rachmon Apache, it's a cloud god of Chol HaTerukula, so we apply it to Huchas Mazik as well. So why isn't it a cloud god of Huchas Gzela as well? Gzela also, if I'm in Goizel, Boinis, I shouldn't be a Gazan. I should be Potom, a Chiyuv Gzela, if I did a Boinis. What should be the chilek? I'll tell you even more. I mean, this is a chiddush, but the Ksais holds in Simuch Hafei Sefik on Aleph, Ksais has a blitz that which it says that the Mazik is Chayiv Boinis, even our Oinis of Ben Bishoigig, whatever it is, Oinis Kein Aveda, is only a chiddush by Mazik, because that's what Petzatachas Potza says. But Gazan, the Ksais holds that the Gazan Bishoigig already is Potza, even without an Oinis, because you don't have the chiddush Krakro of Petzatachas Potza. Like Ksais is a blitz, he's not Muslim, the Rais Faker from the Ksais. But the Ksais went the other extreme, that Gazan even Bishoigig is Potza. That only a mazik boinus is potter, but a gazan boinus is chayiv. How you talking? It's mamish apella. But we're back to the kasha. What's going on? Then how do you understand the machabo? If you are forced lahavi and you are forced to bring it, why are you going to be chayiv? L'chay you should have the ptura of l'nar l'sasadavi. You're a noinus.
Maybe I thought that the onus of melapate is only gabi iser, and not gabi mamo.
Why mazik boinis is potter? Because of lanar lo sasadova. So we see that we learn out from there that you're potter as well. Not just it's mutter also, it's a ptur. It gives her a ptur that she's mutter eres labayla. It's not just she's allowed to do it, but she doesn't have the chiyuvim. No, she doesn't. Now, if she's Israelis, if her husband is Israel, no, she's oinish, she's mutter to live with him. It's not just a heter to do the maizas nos, it's all the dinim that would have been chal had she not been an oinis is not chal because she was an oinis. So here too, the din of mazik, the din of gazan, would not be chal. The chiyuvim are not chal because she's an oinis. If you pick it up, I'm not to keep. I'm not to give away your gazan. In which case?
In this case,
you did. You picked it up to give it to the Melech. So you picked it up to take it out of the Rishus Bailam. So you're doing a Gzela. Just you didn't want to keep it for yourself, you were giving it over to the Tsar. But you're taking it away from the Bailam. So a Gazan doesn't have to have that Das. Hini Mukhan, I know Huchas Gzela. It just has to be Das to be Moitzim Rishus Bailam, which he had. He had that Das. Lamai says the Teretz Lechoira that I have here, it's not my Teretz, the Teretz that you have to say is the Or Gadol. The Or Gadol is the Kasha, and he says a beautiful Pshat. He says, Shkoyach your anointness. Shkoyach, you have to do it. And Avada, if you ask the Chacham, Avada is going to tell you, go, but don't save your life. Avada, you have to save your life. Go do it. But who asked you to do it? Shalom Adas L'Shalim. For that you are anointness. The Melech cares if you do it Adas L'Shalim or not? No. Had you done it Adas L'Shalim, you wouldn't have been annoyed with such a terrible Issa. What do? You did it Shalom Adas L'Shalim. So that's that chelik of your mazik, you had no ptur. You have no einus on that. So the reason why you're chayiv is because you could have done it. You could have done hadasa shalim. Mamenu you're not an einus. A mazik, if he's forced to do it, it would be the same type of alumnus. A mazik also, since he could do it adasa shalim, he was mazik b'miskaven, and he decided to do it, shalom adasa shalom, he's going to be chayiv. He doesn't have that ptur. If the melech would force you to do it, shalom adasa shalom, yeah, now we're talking. But Kozman, he didn't. The normal case is not like that. Who asked you to do it, shalom adasa shalom? So to do it, shalom adasa shalom, you're really not a nainis. You don't have the pteroinis. But mainly, you're going to be chayiv. And this teretz is really a shulchan aruch harav. The shulchan aruch harav in Huchas Gzela, Sif Beis, says the same thing. At the beginning, when he brings down, you have to do adasa shalim, he says, you don't have the pteroinis because it's esher b'tashlumin. Who asked you to do it, shalom adasa shalim?
What's enough to me? Either way, it's going to pay. What's enough to
mean? No, the right... Yeah, but if you do it... No, why? Because now, it's chicken before the egg. If you do it, shalom adasa shalim, why are you going to pay? You're going to pay because we hold that you didn't have the Ptur Oynis, so you're a Mazik or a Gazan, whatever it was. But if you did Adas Hashem, it's a different type of Mazik. I'm not doing a Shulah Adas Hashem, I'm doing Adas Hashem, so therefore, for that I have a Recht. Whatever I was forced to do, I'm using that Oynis, and whatever more, I'm doing Adas Hashem. So I'm mutter to do.
What did he do wrong, Adas
Hashem? He did a Maisa Mazik.
It's going to be the same thing. You're
going to
think there's
going to
be an
Isser
of
Isser. The bottom line is that Avadi Chayiv to pay. Like these are showing him.
Like the Shach,
you're going to be potter, right?
If what?
If you do it, Shalai Das Lashalam, you're going to be potter because your name is.
Right.
So, but he's saying, but who for that chelik you could have done the lekakia das hashalim, but maybe you don't have the pter oinis, but maybe you can be chayiv. But without that, you would never had been chayiv had you done a shalai das hashalim. You need this to reach the next step. Sorry? Right. Oh, is he a ganef? I hear. Is he a ganef? You want to know so adas hashalim should be after they do adas to pay kefal? No, I think, I don't know, I don't have a right, but my understanding is if I do Adas HaShalim, then it's no kefal, because I have a heter to do it. But I have a heter to do Adas HaShalim, because more than that, I'm a noinis. That part, I'm not a noinis. Then what? What do you mean? In a normal case, you could do it Adas HaShalim, normal case. So therefore the Mechabe said a very good thing. Mechabe said Avo Bisham Melech Ansel Lohavi is going to be Chayiv because you should have done Adas Hashan, not permitted moment. That's the normal case. That's the normal case. The normal case is Adas. You always have that option, the ability to do Adas Hashan. Mechabe doesn't have to tell you. The normal situation is like that. So not Amos at all. That's normal. That's why you don't have an Oynus on that extra Tosefis. All right, if you don't like it, it's also fine. The Mice is the Erech Shai suggests a different shot. I don't know what I'm going to get out of here.
Why did you say that by Garmi also? That he
Garmi and Echaname. Garmi Yitaka, Shafir Reis. Garmi Yitok, you also could have done Andasa Shalim. That's true. But Garmi is only, whatever you did, Rabbanu, whatever is that we hold, that Garmi was never given. Chiv is only if you do Bemezit or Pshia, but Zicha not if you do Ba'inis. Less than the Pollock, you're Anoinis. Shal is to what degree you're Anoinis, right? You could have had this Eitz Andasa Shalim, but Yezicha Anoinis. Garmi was only a Chiv if you do a Bemezit. You're not a Mezit here. If you're not amazing, you're going to be a potter. So if you're married, you're only going to be a potter. But you do a ma'asib b'yadayim, so now you're chayiv as hilchus mazik, there, you're not an oinis in gansin, because you could always done an adas l'shalim. Let me give you another nukudi here. There was a story in the Marishdam that Nebuch, there was a person who became a ger, and in the Ottoman Empire, I guess it's Islamic Empire, the din of the Malchus Adina was that anyone who is misyahadim, anyone who becomes a ger, all his assets are confiscated by the melech, and all his chayvis are confiscated by the melech. He ends up penniless. It's a deterrent a person should think twice becoming a ger. That was the dinam akuzedina. And the Mashdam held, that was the dinam where it's interesting. But the story was, so the melech was machriz, that anyone who owes money to this ger has to bring me the money. Don't pay the ger, pay me the money instead. So came along a nice Yidu Ruvain, and he ended up, and he was threatened. And the cruise was that anyone who doesn't turn himself in is going to be killed. So there's a sakonis nefashis, if you don't pay the melech, the koiv that you owe this ger. Came along Ruvain, and he went and he paid the melech. He paid it. And then it was a din Torah between Reuven and Neger. Is he chayev a potah for giving over the choiv to the king rather than to the ger? The Mashdam went with this dinu machusadin. He held that this is dinu machusadin. It's a pella. Okay, Baruch Shem, people ask on him. And he says, but Teichet Vermi says, it's like this case, that it was onsu lohavi momen shimin. Right, because it's melech machres. You got to bring me, not just marry, you have to bring me momen shimin, momen of the ger. So it's onsu lohavi momen of the ger. So by you going, and it's a sakonis nafashis, so you're going ahead to do it, we'll end up this machlekes rishayim. And it's a machlekes rishayim. You can't be mighty from a machlekes rishayim. Like the shach said, b'shem mashdam, kim the dove that plucked the ravaso, k'moy b'lo mafkinu mamoyna. So it's a mighty mechaveroi all of araya, and therefore he pattered the loiva slash moisa, whatever you want to call him, because since he was an oinus nefashis to do, and you have the sheet to zarai, you have these rishonim, it's a suffix, it's a makleik, it's a rishonim, it's a mekaver of a raya. So the pella, on, and the. What?
Did the king have the list of the people and they owe the money?
No.
So then whoever hechtes is not to do it.
Why not? If the melech finds out, this guy's going to be killed. So sakonis nefashis. Sakonis nefashis gives you a right to even be nice and beyad. So this is it's not just a. It sounded like it was a real possibility, right? It's going
to
happen, right?
He owed money to a guy, right?
Right.
He owed money to a guy, right?
Now he owes money to the guy, actually, whatever.
He owed the money to the guy.
Right.
Give a guy his money, it's not a problem.
No, but now the guy's a yid, he's a guy.
Who really owed the money to?
Now he owes it to the guy. Now he owes it to the guy already. The guy's already a guy.
It doesn't matter. He didn't give him his money.
So one second. So the pella, and the mice is the Maram Aushik. This is the Marishdam in Simen Nun Hei. The Maram Aushik in Simen Samak Vav says a similar, not the Mamish this case, but similar also where you are forced to give over Chayvus, and he seems to go with similar to this Marishdam that you can invoke this Ptur, not like the Machab, but whatever, but like these Rishonim that you are forced to bring, and you can have a Ptur Oinus. So the pell is what's bothering me, a very good, it's bothering Oilam, is Avada you were forced to pay up the chayv. When you went over to the king and you said, here's the $1,000 that I owe Shimon, Mecha tasted, this is the $1,000 you owe Shimon. You decided, here's the $1,000 you owe Shimon. Very nice. But when you gave the $1,000 to the king, you're giving your own $1,000. Shimon the Ger Kataina, then you still owe me the money. When did you pay up this chayv? Avada you were forced to give your money and I'm happy and very nice, so give him it. But the chayv, there's an underlying chayv that you never paid up. How are you patting yourself from the chayv? Elamai, Reuven Multaino. Yeah, but the only reason why I had to give up my own $1,000 is because of you. Who asked you to become a ger? Because of you, that's how the gzeria came on me, and it's your fault. Okay, so that could go into the halacha later on in the Siv Vav. Then Nitves Al Chaveroi. Well, you're really not chayv of Nitves Al Chaveroi. It means even though it was the cause of Yenna, but that doesn't make Yenna a mazik on you. So why in the world is the Majdam or Maushek patering this guy? When did he pay up his chayv? It was never paying, because he's decided that if let's say a loiva would take money and decide, you know, hini mukhnu mezumin l'shalom ba'al chayv and throw it into the yam. It's a payment to the chayv. It's crazy. The malv is not accepting such a payment. The malv hager is not accepting the payment by giving it to the melech. What's going on? So he got the Marsham says a second swirl that is dina machus adina, that they mafkir all the chayvis, and the chayv is neshkin chayv, so he's giving, taka maybe Reuven is giving, he's stam potter, because the chayv that Reuven had to the ger is no longer existing. Good. But that's a whole different angle. But first svar he said was this svar based on these rishainim. It's mamash apella. I found what seems to be the divrei revoice in Simen Pei Gimel. He quotes a chacham echad. He lived just right after the Majdam. He overlapped. And he quotes mamash the truth of the Majdam. So I'm borrowed that he means Majdam. And he asked the Kasha Majdam, which seems to be this is his kasha. I can't tell you mamish is his kasha because it starts off with a different nusach. But he ends off the kasha like this: that who cares? He paid money. He paid his own money. He didn't pay the bal chayis money. It's mivlot on. It's not yenis money. He's paying his own money. So avada, how the guy should be potter? And then he brings the part of that the dinu machusedina. He says, I never heard such a dinu machusedina because the guy becomes a ger. That's why he should lose his money. Dinu machusedina has to make sense and has to be l'tel esativ. Has to be something fair. Otherwise, it's chamsenusa the machus. It doesn't work. Hilchus dinu machus. We're not going into it now, but I believe he asked the Shaila, but if he didn't, I'm zikha asking. I mean, it's Mamish Apella, what's going on here? Alright, there's a lot more here. There's actually another
the other way, what he does is he tells the king's official, I'm handing the money to Reuven now. I owe Reuven money,
You owe the ger, right? So I'll hand it first.
You'll be standing by.
Maybe then we could talk. Maybe then we could talk that was a tashlumim on the thing. And now after that, okay, who has you to do it in front of? I guess you were forced to do that.
Who has?
I hear. All right. Miat Hashem. Next week is Purim. Miat Hashem. We're not going to have a share. I want to give the Olam a chance to give tzedakah, to take him away from such a beautiful Indian. I don't want to take away. But believe me, we'll continue the following week. There's a lot more here. All right. I was hoping to get to another shikah which has to do with Purim. But I guess maybe next time.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.